Geula Shir number 26.
So the last few Shiurim, we have this complicated or conflated approach in Judaism. Well, on the one hand, Ezra and Nehemiah bring sinners back to the land of Israel when the Torah says very clearly that the land can't tolerate such people. Yaakov was scared of Esau because he merited to live in the land of Israel and Yaakov didn't for so many years. But if sin is so bad in the land of Israel, then what possible merit could Esau have had? Surely his wrongdoing outweighed any of the potential good that would accrue by living in the land. So there's a whole range of different solutions to this. And it's important, again, to recognize the complexity in these issues. And any one simple approach doesn't really do justice to the question. So Rabbi Yohanan Eliasberg, or Eliasberg, provides a simple answer based on a Mishnah in Pirkei Avot. Granted that sins cause exile, but not all sins. The Mishnah says exile comes to the world because of, and then it lists idolatry, licentiousness, murder, and working the land during Shemitah. The land rejects us only when we commit the sins that are enumerated by the Mishnah. What about the other sins? The Holy One, blessed be He, said, it says in the Medrash, if only my children were with me in the land, in Eretz Yisrael, even though they defile it. Okay, so it's very interesting. Hashem seems to be able to tolerate some things that we do wrong. What is fascinating about this Mishnah, just one aspect of it, is that it doesn't talk about keeping kosher, doesn't talk about Shabbat, doesn't talk about tefillin or daily prayer. It talks about things that I think most people would stay far away from anyway. So we're really not including here people who have grown up without a connection to Torah. The sin of bloodshed causes the Beit HaMikdash to be destroyed and the divine presence, the Shekhinah, to leave the land, as it says in the verse in the book of Bamidbar, you shall not contaminate the land in which you are, for blood contaminates the land. You shall not defile the land in which you live, in whose midst I dwell. This implies that if you defile it, you will not remain there, and I, God, will not rest in the land. And the Gemara brings Pesukim, verses to help us understand all of the various sins that the Mishnah enumerates. All the verses in the Torah that speak of exile, the land's tendency to spit out sinners, refers only, according to this approach, these particular sins. Even the Ramban, who speaks of the severity of sins committed in the land, concludes his comments as follows. Behold, the land which is the heritage of the glorious king will spit out anyone who defiles it. It will not tolerate idol worshippers and adulterers. The Yalkut, the Medrash cited above, compares our relationship with God to that of a father and a son. Granted, most fathers love their sons and want them to be near them. But there's a limit to what a person is willing to tolerate in his home. If the son becomes a murderer, God forbid, the father has no choice but to throw him out of the house. And the truth is that those living in Israel today who don't have a Torah education and don't understand Torah life, you can't claim, God forbid, that they're in this category of murderer, idol worship, licentiousness. Really, one cannot go that far. And Bezrat Hashem, we will look at a few more answers next time. But for now, have a very lovely day.